Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. This is another day in the first month of 2022. Our God is so good. Our God is so amazing. This is Cecilia, and of course, this is Smell3E, and it's our time to continue in prayer, because you know we pray every first month of the year, the calendar year, not the fiscal year, because the fiscal year begins in October, but the calendar year begins for America in January. So at this time, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Minister Sheila so that she could pray for us and share whatever the Lord has given her. And then I would just like for you all to know that I would like to start off today. It's up to you, though, because remember, it's not a requirement. It's just a request that if any of you want to pray, and of course, we're still praying for Pastor Troy for his full recovery, so we would pray for him. And then we want to pray for our loved ones that have lost family members in the month of January. But we know that our father's brother already deceased, Uncle Red's wife, Betty, died. And so there are some people that have already transitioned, and there are some people that are still here. So there's children we need to pray for. There's family members we need to pray for. There's neighbors we need to pray for. There's colleagues, people in the classroom. There's just so many that need prayer, including you and I. So I'm going to ask you all after Sheila prays that you all would follow her in prayer to pray. Just announce yourself and who you are, and then, you know, pray. And then I will come back and pray the scriptures and the various things that the Lord has given me for this great month. So once again, Minister Sheila.
Good morning. I just want to thank God for blessing us with another day. Another day of this new year that is not promised to us, but due to his gracious mercy, love, that he has blessed us with another day. I so would like to thank Apostle Elect for this program that we have each and every Sunday morning, Monday night, Friday night. And I want to thank God for blessing, as I say, my oldest son, another birthday to make another year in age to be here still in health and strength and to make another day. And I thank the Lord for him. For each day that I wake up, I call it another birthday because it's another new day that I have that the Lord has blessed us with. And I want to thank God, our Father and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, for blessing my son to make another birthday year. Lord, I give honor to you for blessing us, for waking us up, to giving us another day that we didn't have to have, but through to your gracious, your mercies, your love for us, that you have granted us another day of life. And I pray that we all learn to treasure and to love and to honor you and to thank you for each and every split second that you grant us life. Because some might have been here a minute ago, but they're not here now. But Lord, I thank you for all that you have blessed. I thank Apostle Elect. And give prayer to Apostle Elect, Pastor Troy Thomas, and for his recovery and to bring him through his medical situation. Pastor Troy have been blessed with life that the Lord have made. Prophet, Antoine Thomas, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Margot McCoy, Evangelist, Apostle, Missionary Tony Montgomery, and Linda Handy, Pastor Lawrence C. Berry, and to all the teachers, the sons, the brothers, and the members that you have put here on earth to teach us and to learn us of the true life of God. I thank you for my sisters, my brothers, my sons, my daughters, nieces, nephews, granddaughters, grandsons. And I thank you for my cousins. I thank you for my bloodline family and also my spiritual family. But Lord, I give honor for all that you have done for us and to help those that don't understand that you are the way to life, that you are the reason we are still here today, and to let them understand no matter what their problems are, their health problems, their religion, the school, on the job, the family, the neighborhood, even within themselves, that you can help them, you can bring them through. You can solve all our problems, no matter what it is, health-wise, financial-wise, or whatever it is. They can bring it to you, God, and you can show us the way. No matter what we seem is bringing us down, we know the devil is trying to break our faith, our love, and our hope of life with the Father God and the Son, Christ Lord Jesus. Bless this government to let them know they are here to serve all the people, not just some of the people, not for your religion, your gender, your race, no matter what. We are all sisters and brothers under the Father and the Son. And to bless the law enforcement to treat us all the same, that we are all here to be treated as equal, no matter what you're going through. Your problems should be taken to God, not to be dealt with or misusing of other people. You need to treat each other as you would like them to treat you. But Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I ask you to bless us to understand that we are here to live and to work and to love each other. I just want to thank God and thank you all and to bless us forever and ever. Amen. Back to you, Apostle, or to the next one that needs to, that wants to say a prayer.
May God bless the children of God on this morning. This is Minister Margot, and I thank God for another Sunday. I thank him for another broadcast, another opportunity to lift my voice in praise of a wonderful, loving, and gracious Father. As we look to him together, God, I just want to thank you this morning for your love. Thank you for your care. Thank you for the sacrifice that you made by giving us your Son to die in our stead so that our sins can be forgiven. Thank you, God, for sanctification. Thank you, God, for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for all the benefits that you have given us. Thank you, God, for the ability to come to you before the throne of grace as we find ourselves in need to ask whatever it is we need and to know that you hear us, to know that you love us, to know that we have an advocate sitting next to you, hallelujah, giving us his strength, giving us his glory, giving us of himself because that is his calling. Help us to walk in our calling. Help us to see the need and to put ourselves your service. Help us, God, to represent you well every day, each and every day, each and every moment of every day. Help us, God, to be able to reach out in compassion and show love and do this life your way. Help us, God, to remember that we're here to serve you, that the greatest will be a servant. Help us, God, to serve you. Help us to love you the more. Help us to look to you. Help us to be exactly where we need to be, to understand that we are where we need to be, that you have placed us where we are needed, and for us to shine your light of love on those around us, not to be ourselves, but to be your ambassadors, to help us to know our will should line up with your word. God, help us to reach out and touch those around us, to let them know they're loved, that they're treasured, they are important, that they are valuable, that you have compassion on them, that all they need to do is look to you, that you are the answer, that you are the way, that you are the truth, that you are the light. Help us to understand our job is to point your children to you, those that are living for you and those that are struggling to find a way, that you are here for us. And we can rest in that, that you can help us to rest in your love. I praise you, I worship you, and I thank you, God. These blessings we ask in your name, and we believe you and your word. In Jesus' name we pray, and give him the thanks. Amen and amen. Pray on. Pray on.
This is our Mother Tony. And we continue in prayer this morning. O God, our Father, that is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. O God, we praise you this morning. We thank you for this, your ministry, Lord, that you have placed, Lord, in time and history to make an impact, Lord, in the lives of your children. We just thank you for what you are doing. We ask, God, that you continue, Lord God, to shine a light through this ministry. We ask, God, that you bless the head of this ministry, Lord, as she moves forward. We ask that whatever she puts her hands to do, God, we ask that it flourishes according to your word. That you pour into her life, Lord, more, that you, those secret places, things that she will not share, God, we just ask that you meet her at that point of need and you provide for her everything that she desires according to your will. We just ask that you just continue to bless Cecilia, Lord God, as she moves forward, listening and hearing what you have to say, Lord God, and then having the courage to speak the truth in love as you, Lord God, strengthen her. We ask, God, that you strengthen every minister, missionary, friend, family that is associated with this ministry. God, we call out Pastor Troy, Lord, because of just the journey that you have placed him on to. And we just ask, God, that you heal, deliver, and make whole according to your word. It is in your word that we move and have our being. And we understand, Lord God, that everything that we go through is not might not be what we desire, but, Lord, it is what you have allowed. And so if you've allowed it, that means you're going to take us through it, oh, God. And at the end of it, God, we just ask that you just not only restore, but you give him, Lord, a stronger walk with you, a deeper desire to serve you, a greater thirst for righteousness. We just ask that you just continue to bless him. Oh, God, we just ask that you draw our children to the cross, those that are not saved. We send the hounds of heaven after them, oh, God, that they, Lord, will go after them and they will not have peace until they come into the family, Lord. So you know who they are. We don't have to call them by name. You know. Send, Lord God, your spirit after them and draw them to the cross as you did us. While we were yet sinners, you died for us, oh God. Give them to realize who you are and who they are in you. And they come running through the altar. And so, God, we just ask that you, God, that are sick in the family. We don't know all, but we know that you do. And so we ask, God, that your healing virtue flow in their lives right now, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. You intervene, Lord God, on their behalf according to your word. You said you would honor your word above your name. And so you do so, Lord God, because you are God and we are not. But you have given us, Lord God, to be adopted in this royal family where we get the same authority that we can work under in you. So it is by your authority, Lord God, we have asked these prayers. And we give praise to you, for you are the author and finisher of our faith. We believe that is done according to your word. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father God, I thank you right now, Lord. This is Minister Sylvia Kaiser. I'm standing in the gap for my family, oh God. Let us know that we could take on the spirit that Jesus Christ had, that one can make a difference. If one of us just stand up for the family, oh God, believe and trust in you and stay on our face, oh God. For those that we feel that are not in tune with you, God, for those that we feel are not wanting to be in tune with you, God, but we stay on our face before you, oh God, and we pray the prayer of salvation that it will get a hold to them, oh God. We ask you to put a Holy Ghost hook in their hearts, oh Lord, to snatch them back. God, I ask you right now to let every family, including mine, go back into our history. See where we come from. See what we are. See the bloodline. See what we have been given in life to understand that we understand that God is our source, our resource. God, teach us how to call on you from our whole heart. Teach us how to desire you with our whole heart. God, teach us how to trust you with our whole heart. God, as we stand together and we pray together today in a corporate prayer, as I touch and agree with each and every prayer that has went forth, God, we just ask you to give us the understanding. For your word said, he that like wisdom, let him ask. God, we ask you for wisdom. We ask you for understanding. We're asking these things in Jesus' name, oh God. God, when we are afraid, when we are ashamed, when we don't even know better, God, teach us how to call on you and say, God, help. Send help on the way. Send us help, oh God, for we're standing on the altar. We're holding on to the horns of the altar, oh God. When we don't know how to pray, God, teach us that we can moan in the spirit and you will understand. Teach us how to repent every time we come before your altar, that when we pray, we know and we believe that you hear us pray. A true prayer, because we're giving you all the glory and all the honor. God, teach us how to just stay focused. Teach us how to be the one that said, God, I'll pray for them. God, I'll pray with them. I won't just say it, but God, I'll do it. I won't just say it, but God, I mean it. I won't just say it, but God, I'll stand up in purpose, on purpose, praying for my family, God, from the eldest to the youngest. From the youngest to the eldest. God, I pray for everyone attached to my family, whether it's a God sister, God brother, whether it's an in-law, whether it's a friend, whether it's a neighbor or my neighborhood. God, I'm standing in the gap. But God, we know that you are that just that God. You are our God. You are our God. You will always be our God. God, don't let us turn our back on one another, regardless of what we think, feel, or say. But God, we trust you. We trust you. We trust you. We trust you with our pastor, Troy Thomas. We trust you with his family, praying and standing in the gap. Pull them back together, God, the siblings, the children, the family. Let love overtake them, oh God. Let them see the signs. Let them see what you're saying unto the family, oh God. For the Kaisers, God, I'm asking you to just bless my Aunt Betty family, her son and her daughter, God. Comfort them right now, oh Lord. Let them turn to you in their time of need. Let them turn to you right now for love, comfort, and for them to just say, God, I know there's a reason. God, I thank you. I thank you for my Seabury lineage, oh God. Thank you that each and every one would just come back to the understanding of what our grandmother and our grandfather, Molly and George Seabury, the vision that they had, oh God, for this family down to the 100th generation. Teach us how to teach the next generation so they would teach the next generation so that they would pray down to the 100th generation. God, don't let us lose sight. Don't let us lose focus. no matter what's going on or what's said. God, we know that we serve I am that I am. God, before our feet hit the floor, let us wake up saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God, forgive us in our hearts. Forgive us in our minds. Forgive us where we place our feet. Forgive us where we touch with our hands, God. God, teach us if it's not holy, we don't want to speak it. We don't want to walk into it. We don't want to hold on to it. God, teach us how to be holy. First, Lord, me first. Teach us, Lord, how to see your will. Teach us to love what you love. Teach us to hate what you hate. Teach us to want to walk in your way and your way only. God, we don't want to break your commandments. Not one, oh God. Teach us how to plant your word in our heart. But God, I believe this thing. I believe this thing. I believe it so. Been taught all the days of my life to love the Lord with all my heart. Ah, God, I thank you. I thank you, I thank you. To God be the glory. 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 In Jesus' name, I pray these things, and in his name, these things I will pray. Before I take it back, I'll add more to it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Will there be another? Is there anyone else that would like to pray? Father God, I thank you for everyone that has prayed. I thank you for every prayer that has been prayed. I thank you that we know that you've not only heard our prayers, but that you're going to answer them. I thank you for the prayers of Minister Margo. I thank you for the prayers of Mother Tony. I thank you for the prayers of Minister Sheila. I thank you for the prayers of Minister Sylvia. And for anyone else that has even prayed, but they may not have prayed on the air. And God, we thank you for, we know that your word said that when the disciples came before Jesus, they asked him to teach them how to pray. And Father God, he started off with saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So therefore, God, we ask you to teach us about your name and the titles and those things that you have called yourself in the word. You said that you're Elohim, Jehovah. You said that you're El, you're our creator, you're omnipotent. You said that you're the living God that's to be worshipped. You said that you're the most high and supreme. God, you said that you were Adonai. You were the great I am that I am, Lord God Almighty. God, you said that you were our fortress and our help and our strong tower. God, you said that you were not only our tower, but the tower of our salvation. God, you said you were our strength, our rock, our shield, our support, our protector. God, you said you were the supreme deity. You said that you were a Kel. You said you were Joshua. You said that you were the Christ, the anointed one. You said you were the Messiah, Jesus Christ. You said you were the Lamb of God. You said that you were the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You said that you were exceedingly a great rewarder. You were faithful and true. God, you told us that you were the everlasting Father and that you were eternal. You told us that you were our ambassador. And God, you even told us that you're the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. God, we thank you because you told us that you're present. You're the balm in Gilead. You're our keeper. You are the glorious Lord. You are a strong deliverer. You are a true and sure foundation, my God. God, you told us that you're our redeemer. You're our restorer. You're our refiner. You're a purifier. You said that even your son, Jesus, was that without spot or wrinkle. He had no blemishes to him. My God. You told us that you are the fountain of living water. You are our hiding place. You are our resting place. You are the lofty one, high and lifted up. God, you said that you're the Lord, our righteous. You said you're the Lord in battle. You said that you are a rock. You are a tried stone. My, my, my. My God, you said you are the one and only true and living God. You are a living God, and we thank you. You let us know that you are wisdom. You are our understanding. You are wonderful. You are a witness to the people of being who you said you are. For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God, we thank you that you are our advocate. You are our all in all. You are the Lord of all. You are our ankle. You are the apostle and the high priest. You are the arm of the Lord. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You're the captain of our salvation. You're the bright and morning star. You are an all-consuming fire. My God, you are the comfort, all comfort. You're all grace. You're the God of hope. You're the God of peace. You're the God of truth. God, we thank you for who you are to us. For we know that we're to continue in the fellowship and the relationship with you. Father God, I thank you because you've told us to give you our first fruits. And we give you the first fruits of our voices, of our supplication, of our prayers on this morning, God. For we know that we've already prayed for your protection. We prayed for your healing. We prayed for your wholeness. We prayed because you are our God, and we know that we're to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. So we're right now having the addition added on to us, God, and we thank you, for your word says you would add it unto you. So that's you and you and you and you. That's Minister Marco. That's Mother Tony. That's Pastor Troy. That's Dr. Serena Wright. That's Elder Reverend Seabury. God, that's Minister Sheila. My God, that's everyone that's on this program. Minister Sylvia. Prophet Antoine. Their families, God, you're adding unto us. And we say thank you. We thank you, for we see so much evil in this world. But even your word reminds us that only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked, according to Psalms 91. So we thank you for your word. Your word even reminds us that all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and in great shall be the peace of these children. And in the righteousness shalt you be established, and thou shalt be far from oppression. For thou shalt not fear terror, shall not feel fear, because it shall not come nigh thee. God, we thank you that we know that whosoever shall gather themselves against thee shall fall for thy sake. We thank you, God, for your protection. We thank you that you created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire and bringeth forth the instrument from his work, and that you created the waster to destroy. But you also remind us that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us thou shalt condemn. In judgment thou shalt do this. But this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and we thank you. And their righteousness is of you, saith the Lord. So we thank you for your righteousness. We thank you for the body of Christ, the elders, the apostles, the pastors, the preachers, the bishops, the prophets, the prophetesses, the deacons, the ministers, the intercessors, the ushers, the whole fivefold ministry, God. We thank you for the psalmists. We thank you for everyone in their respective places. But God, most of all, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the stripes of Jesus. Because of Jesus, his sacrifice, we've been made whole. You've given us the power and the keys to bind and loose, and we thank you for those keys. We thank you even for the leaders that you've given us, past and present, that you've taught us how to love. God, for even when their agenda was not that of yours, God, you used it for your glory. We thank you for you brought us back in unity for your glory. You brought us back into fellowship for your glory. You brought us back, God, and we thank you. We thank you for everyone that's out there working in the midst of COVID, the flu Ronas, the all of the Ronas, whatever the variant is, God, we thank you, for your name is greater than any Rona. Your name is greater than any COVID. Your name is greater than any Ebola. Your name is greater than any variant. Your name is greater, and we call on the name of Jesus. Jesus, you reign over every nation. You reign over every city. You reign over every state. You reign over every country. You reign over every tribe. You reign over every organization. You reign over everything. So we thank you for Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your ministering angels. We thank you for all of your protection. We thank you for all the sons and the daughters and the wives and the husbands and the single parents and all the households. God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We return to thanking you, for you said to enter into your gates with thanksgiving and to enter into your courts with praise. So we worship you and we adore you. We thank you for your all-consuming, imputed holiness and righteousness in and through Christ Jesus. God, we thank you because your word reminds us to delight ourselves in the Lord. Your word reminds us to give you the desires of our heart. Your word reminds us to trust in you, O God. Your word reminds us to lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge you. God, we thank you that your word reminds us that you know the thoughts that you have towards each and every one of us. And Lord, they're that of peace, not of evil. They will give us an expected end. So we thank you for being our beginning, our middle, and our end. God, we cannot thank you enough, for we thank you for your will in heaven, and that your will in heaven will be that which is in earth, God. And we are your earth. We are your children. We are your sons and daughters. And God, we thank you. We thank you for teaching us your will, for be it unto us according to your word, not our will, but your will be done. We thank you for your way, for we ask you to lead us in your way, to order our footsteps. We thank you for the things that you think, for your thoughts are higher than our thoughts, God, but we ask you, teach us your thoughts. Teach us your will. Teach us your revelatory knowledge. God, you give us that which we need to know so that we're not able to know everything about you, but you're able to talk to us in our dreams. You're able to talk to us when we pray. You're able to talk to us when we sing. You're able to talk to us when we sleep. God, whatever the static, whatever it is that will cause us not to hear you and to see you in one another, we ask you to obliterate it, annihilate it, destroy it, God, so that we can see what you see, say what you say, smell what you smell. For God, if something smells like a stench to you, let it be a stench to us. If something is not pleasing in your sight, not only let it not be pleasing in our sight, but give us the wisdom of what to do with it. Thank you, God, for even giving us the ability to have the wisdom of what to buy and what to sell. Help us and give us the wisdom of the when, the where, the how, and the why. Because, God, we're operating on a daily basis of doing things, but let us operate it in you. Give us the ability to know what to abstain from and also those things to gain. Give us the ability to know what's on purpose for you. Give us the ability to know what we're to do to work together as your people, as your nation, as your clerics. God, we thank you for everything that we do. We want it to be acceptable unto you, not just our reasonable service, for you told us that even things that are acceptable to you need to be that which is of our reasonable service. But God, cause us to be a people that says, God, I want to go above and beyond my own expectations. God, I want to do what you told me to do so that I won't be conformed to this world, but I will be transformed. Renew our minds. Perfect our minds in your will, God.
Give us the ability to understand what you want us to understand, how you want us to understand it, when you want us to understand it. God, let us not take our daily provisions for granted. For your word even said, give us this day our daily bread, God. So give us our daily bread of peace, not evil. Give us our daily bread of trusting you with our own heart. Give us our daily bread of knowing that you are the potter and we are the clay. Give us our daily bread of knowing that you are our shepherd. Give us our daily bread of knowing that you have opened up the windows of heaven and poured us out a blessing that we don't have room enough to receive it. Give us our daily bread of the overflow, of the overtake. Overtake us, God, in the name of Jesus. Overtake us, for you know that you have made sure that the lilies of the valley have what they need and they're properly clothed. The birds of the valley, they're eating. They have food to eat. God, you've given us the ability to know when to sow and to reap. Increase it, God. Increase our discernment of sowing into one another. God, we saw where someone had sent a message to some of the family members that said they should not have to ask people to bless them for something that they had did their due diligence to do. Teach us, God, that people shouldn't have to ask, but you would place it on our heart to bless somebody, to bless our sisters financially, to bless our brothers financially, to bless them with prayer, to bless them with food and clothing, to bless them, God, with a warm word, with a kind word. For God, we thank you that you've given us the ability to praise you instead of worrying about things. You've given us the ability to know that you are an all-sufficient God, even in the midst of trouble. We thank you, God, for even teaching us to take evil and turn it around so that we could live and live for you. Teach us to ask. Teach us not to be too proud to ask you, God. Teach us to seek you with our whole heart. Teach us, God, to be careful for nothing, but in all prayer and supplication to let our requests be made unto you, God. And as we make our request made unto you, you place it on the heart of another and another and another and another over here, over there, right next to us, God. Let us be wanting for nothing. Let us know that we have the riches and glory according to Christ Jesus and that you will supply it. Let us know that our conversation will even line up with your will, your way, and your word. Let us know, God, that you've given us power in the name of Jesus. You taught them, even when they were being taught to pray, forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. Teach us, God, not only to forgive those indebted to us, but teach those that are indebted to us not to want to be indebted to us. God, teach them how it is such an honor to be able to make a vow. But my, the honor of fulfilling that vow. You vow that you're sitting on the right hand of the Father, make it intercession for us, and you've kept your word. You're a word keeper. You are your brother's keeper. You're a reconciler. You are a forgiver, God. You're a mercy and grace giver. Mercy fits our case. God, you're our peace. You're our neighbor. You're humble. Your word reminds us that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, that, God, you would hear from heaven and you would forgive our sins and you would heal the land. Heal the land, Father. Judge us right now, but forgive us and heal the land. Heal us for the COVIDs. Heal us from even the sickness and diseases that they have not even discovered yet, but yet they're being hidden and concealed under COVID. Ah, there's sickness and diseases that are being called COVID, but God, there's something else. Expose it, decode it, God. Don't allow it to still be concealed. Make it visible, and then give us the wisdom of what to do about it. There's some sicknesses that have taken out nations, and we've given it a wrong name. We've given it a wrong diagnosis. So, God, help us the ability to repent so that you would help us. Give us the ability to know that you're our Savior and you're our Savior. You give us favor. You teach us to be slow to anger, but to abound in love. We thank you for your abounding love, God. We thank you, God, for teaching us the importance of letting the debtors go. We thank you for teaching us the importance of receiving the gift of your Holy Spirit, and that your Holy Spirit will reveal and empower us to do the things of God. We thank you for even all of the sick that are recovering, for we've already prayed a prayer of faith. We thank you for those that are being converted, for you said, when you get converted, Peter, when you have been converted, my God, I put my name there. God, when I have been converted, have your way, God, in any area of my life that I need conversion. For many times we think we've arrived, but we haven't. Many times we think that we've been delivered, but we haven't. In that secret place, in anything that I don't know about, God, expose it, decode it. Don't let me think that I've been delivered for something that's hidden. Father God, you reminded me of someone that asked me to pray for them. And it was about something that they thought they had been delivered from. And 20, 30 years later, it popped back up. God, don't let that be me. Don't let that be any of the ministers. Then smile three, God. If there's anything in our lives, any transgression, any sin, anything that's not pleasing in your sight that we need to be healed from, heal us, deliver us. God, the world says if you see something, say something. God, if you see anything, say something. Say something. Expose it. And then give us the strength to come before you saying, yes, that thing right there, God. That thing that you just exposed a minute ago, a second ago, a nanosecond ago. Teach us to give it to you and to let it go. For if we submit ourselves, therefore, unto God, and we resist the devil, he will flee. But your word also says, but every man is tempted, and when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. But God, if there's anything, let us know to do good. Let us know to walk in the Spirit. Let us know that ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh if we walk in the Spirit. We're not saying the temptations won't come, because even the devil tried to tempt Jesus, and he tried to tempt him by perverting the word. God, any perversion of the word that's been in our lives, obliterated, annihilated in the name of Jesus, for you are still our advocate. And we thank you, Jesus, for being our advocate that's sitting on the right hand of the Father, and that you're showing us any temptation, anything that's in our ministries, our families, even in this nation, amongst our friends, God, that we won't be afraid to tell people the truth, the unadulterated truth. I thank you, God, for you told us in Psalms 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So we thank you that we're able to abide in you and under your shadow, even in the crisis of the COVID different variants, even in the crisis of people having open heart surgery, even in the crisis of people going through things in this earth, mentally, physically, economically, religiously, spiritually, naturally. We thank you, God, and we ask you to rescue us. Thank you for giving us a way of escape. Thank you for being our deliverer. Thank you for protecting us, because you set us in a high place, in a place where the enemies of our soul can't reach us, for they've already drowned and been obliterated in that very thing they tried to destroy us in. We thank you for answering our prayers, and that we hear you when you speak. We thank you for delivering us from the many afflictions, the many distresses and troubles, the many evil that the enemy has sent our way. We thank you for bringing us into a place of safety. We thank you for being God of honor, and that we're rich in you, that we're strong in you, that we're satisfied in you, that we have victory in you. Thank you, Jehovah Nisi, for being our banner. Thank you for hiding us in those secret places. Thank you, God, for reminding us that we can always talk to you, and we can be assured in knowing that you, God, are our refuge and our fortress. You're our God, and we trust you, God. We sincerely trust you, God. We're not saying that we trust you just to hear ourselves, but God, we trust you. We're walking, living epistles of men that when the people see us, they say, I know Minister Sylvia trusts God. I know Minister Sheila trusts God. I know Mother Montgomery and Reverend Ron trust God. I know Minister Margot trust God. I know Pastor Troy trust God. I know Prophet Anton trust God. I know Dr. Wright trust God. I know that Elder Brown trust God. I know that Reverend Seabury trust God. I know Smile 3 trust God. Amen and amen and amen for every prayer that has been prayed on today. For God, we bring your word back to you that you said, if your people that are called by your name would humble themselves and pray, that you would hear from heaven and that you would heal the land. And we thank you, for we know that your word shall be established, and it shall not return unto you void. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Minister Sheila.
Thank you, Apostle Elect, and to all that's on the line today for your wonderful prayers and your gracious mercy and love for the Father, God, and Christ's Son, Christ Lord Jesus. I just want to say thank you all today for listening and to worshiping and praising the Lord. The lines are open. If you have any other testimony, statements, or prayers you would like to say? The lines are open. Time is now.
This is Minister Sylvia Kaiser. I thank God for the service on today. I thank God for all the prayers on today. I thank God for everyone that's listening now live and that will be listening in the archives. I thank God for just being a part of this ministry. And as I said earlier, me first, oh Lord, me first. I apply every prayer to my life. God, I thank you. I thank you. And I thank God for his son, Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Amen.
Thank you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. All right. Is there anyone else?
Well, good morning again, Saints. I'd just like to say, this is Minister Margo, and I'd just like to thank Apostle Cecilia for keeping us in the posture of prayer, for starting off this year in this divine posture that we continue to not just look to God, but to speak openly, honestly, verbally, constantly to our Father, to worship him, praise him, and ask him for direction. Thank you so much for leading us in this ministry in the right way. God continue to bless you, strengthen you, and encourage you in Jesus' name. Be blessed.
I just want to thank you. Thank you all for your comments, your testimonies, your prayers, your remarks. I just want to say thank you all. Excuse me. And to ask you to listen to each and every Sunday morning for Let's Talk with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Let's Talk each and every Sunday morning. And on Monday nights, Iron Sharpen Iron, which is at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I believe this Monday our speaker would be Ms. Minister Margo McCoy with a great knowledge and teaching and the word from God. And each and every Friday night, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is shared with Minister Sylvia Kaiser, writing Prophet Anthony Thomas, which is a double hitter of mighty words and encouragement and teaching. I just want to say God, thank you. Thank you all for listening today and to keep the power and the love of God in your heart, minds, and soul, because he can work out anything and everything to the most up high. And no matter how low you go, put it in God's hand in the Son, Christ Lord Jesus, and they can raise you higher than a mountain with the love and joy and the miracles and the mercy that they have. And to remember our foundation scripture, which is Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. I just want to say I thank God for all of us and to keep our prayers going, to remove this ugly virus that the devil have put upon us and the evilness and this prejudice that they have to control the world, to try to break your love, your health, and your strength, and your mercy and faith in God. Just remember, no matter what, it's all in God's hands, but you have to put it there and to rely on him and wait on him, because he can move more things than we could ever imagine. And to say thank you, thank you. Have a blessed day. Amen, and be safe. Bye.